we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with the Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, take a look at myself here today and look like I'm a little bit dressed in tan, got my red hat on. I'm going to make a real quick change here, okay? I'll put on my Texas colors because I'm getting ready to head to Texas. Go down and spend a few days down there with the Chad and the boys and the Texas Salt and Light Brigade, so maybe I'll get a little bit more in uniform here for down Texas where everything's bigger and badder and uglier and looking forward to that. I woke up today, second day in a row. My wife told me, yeah, I took my wife out to eat last night. My wife told me, you've been grouchy. I said, yeah, I know, I'm irritated. I woke up again irritated this morning, and I'm going to try to share with you what I'm irritated about. And see, I guess I'm a little bit different. I think anger is a good thing. I think it's one of the greatest motivators the Lord's ever given us, is anger. And the scriptures say, don't let the sun go down on your wrath, right? It doesn't say, don't be angry. In fact, it says just the opposite. It says, be angry and sin not. It didn't say, don't be angry. It says, don't let your anger lead you into sin. And then you say, well, what's sin? Well, sin says, for he who knows to do good and not to do it, to him it is sin. That's pretty staggering, isn't it? So if something is irritating me, I probably ought to deal with whatever that thing is that's irritating. Because I'm angry and I don't want to sin not. And I don't want the sun to go down in my wrath. And I know what to do. And I'm going to do it. Because if I don't do it, it's sin. And that's where we are this morning, right? I'm flummoxed. Hang on. Chad, fill us up and in a little bit on the Texas event down there and whether people can still come and that are within 4 hours, like drive down there. Fill us in a little bit on that, Chad.
Well, yes, for today only, I'm waiving the $250 registration fee so
yeah,
that everyone can come, okay? We're a good turnout. And we're kicking off on Friday at 7 p.m. We'll do some burgers and stuff. And if you hadn't had a chance to be able to visit with Coach, he'll be here. It'll be, you know, informal, and we'll sit and talk. I mean, the last month what we did, we had people come at 7 o'clock, and we stayed up until midnight just talking about the Word and the current events and things like that.
Getting to know each other, right, Chad?
That's right. And I had to basically send them. I said, hey, y'all need to go on to the hotel because – you know, we're going to kick it off at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock the next morning. And so I just wanted, it's really great. I mean, I just caught a church camp for adults. It's all these
things
that we do.
Here's the truth. I don't mean to interrupt you, although it's my style. I'm developing better friends through the internet than I am in my personal life. Is anybody else feeling that way at all? I feel far more attached to some of you guys here than the people that I live around every day. Maybe that's part of my frustration, looking for like-minded people. Although I'm bumping into them. And so this is, folks, this is the event that's going on in Chad's house is just to come and get together. Let's get to know each other. Let's begin to figure out, rather than sitting around complaining and griping about all this stuff, let's figure out, let's get us a game plan. Let's get organized. Let's get together. Sorry, Chad, just had to throw that in there. I think it's important.
Well, that's fine. And that's one more thing, too, is that I don't like a lot of downtime. You didn't come here to the event to sit around and, you know, twiddle your thumbs. So I want to make sure we're busy, but we still have plenty of time for scripture, and we're doing some spiritual and some other things into some prepping, some shooting, some current event talks, things like that, and of course fellowship, eating, and all that kind of stuff. So
Chad, how do they get a hold of you if they want to come, Chad? If they're down in Texas or Oklahoma or somewhere around there, and they'd like to come, how do they get a hold of you?
Okay, email address at texas@saltandlightbrigade.org. texas@saltandlightbrigade.org.
Simple. So saltandlightbrigade.org. Texas.
Or you can go to Coach's page, and all my information is on there. You can call me on the phone.
Cool. Hey, Jared, shoot our shirt up there. We're starting, orders are starting to come in now. We had a little bit of a glitch in trying to get the T-shirt. I sound like Alex Jones marketing everything here. Actually, it's more of a service than it. Listen, folks, everything I try to do, I try to do for impact. I got all kinds of people telling me all the time, Coach, you ought to sell this and you ought to sell that and you ought to sell this. I said, listen, I ain't a merchant. That's not what I'm about. Everything I try to do for impact. And the shirts that we have, that we're putting out there for you to get right now, Protect the Flock with a Glock, is for impact. So what do you mean? I mean this. We got to put pressure on those prissy pastors standing in the pulpit. We got to put pressure on them. If a guy's standing up in front of your church and he's the shepherd of the flock, and he's the shepherd of your soul, I think you have every right to ask him, hey, pastor, what are you doing to protect us while we're in here? I think that's a very simple thing to be able to do. And I think it's also a good thing for you to do. Go and ask your pastor, hey, pastor, I want you to know I'm carrying, I'm packing, and see what his reaction is. We have been so feminized and softened up. And I can't even tell you that men aren't even men. And we have to do a conscientious, purposeful pushback against the men in the pulpit. That's what I'm saying. And so the T-shirt that we're putting out there isn't to try to make money, which is what everybody always thinks it's about. Jared's got it right there. It is Protect the Flock with a Glock. It's got a pastor standing behind the pulpit with a gun. Put some pressure on the pastor. Put some pressure on your pastor. You're going to get exactly what type of pastor you want. And if you want a sissy, then you're going to get a sissy. I'm going to have to give you a fair warning of this, though. If you stand up and you begin to push back, it's going to be a conflict. It's going to come. Just give me a fair warning of that. And I had a guy tell me, I didn't know, I can tell you who the guy is. I just don't want it to be a name dropper, but I didn't get his approval. He said, and his pastor would not wear that T-shirt in a million years. Does anybody have any advice for that man? Anybody out there have any advice for him? Because I have some advice for him. He said, my pastor wouldn't wear that. He would not wear that shirt. He would not be caught dead. That's good use of words, right? He would not be caught dead wearing that shirt. Anybody have any advice for a pastor like that?
Get out of the pulpit.
Get out of there. I don't know. How about the guy that's going to church there, Chad? How about the guy that's going to church there?
Needs to be coming to the Salt Light Brigade meeting this weekend.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Remember this. It was Samuel Adams, I think, said it doesn't take a majority. I'm not kind of paraphrasing here. Samuel Adams was the firebrand of the U.S. Revolution. Most people don't know him. We know him because he makes beer in Boston, Sam Adams beer. But he was the agitator. He was the, if you pardon the comparison, he was the Steve Bannon of his day, Sam Adams. And he said, it doesn't take a majority. He says, it takes a tireless minority setting brush fires in the minds of people. That's what Sam Adams said. And he ignited a brush fire that at the time of the American Revolution, only about 20% of the people were for it. 80% of the people were against the American Revolution. And Sam Adams in Hebrews 10:24, provoking to love and good work, provoked an American Revolution. Now I'm provoking a spiritual revolution in the church. That's what I'm after. I'm not trying to save America. I wish I could, but if I was going to try to save America, it would be through a spiritual process. It wouldn't be through the political realm. Although the two are connected. But see, I got, just bear with me. I guess we ought to call this a monologue, although I don't really mean it to be that way. There's a big rally today. I salute Janet Folger and Elizabeth Johnson's going down and all the people going down to Montgomery, Alabama for a rally with Judge Roy Moore. And I salute them. And I wrote a commentary today and I'm going to share some of this with you that I stand with Judge Roy Moore. This is why I'm irritated this morning. Actually. And so they're going down there and they're having a 1 o'clock rally with Judge Roy Moore saying, we stand with Judge Roy Moore. Now I can't go cause I'm heading to Texas. Although I absolutely would have gone down, but here's the question I asking out there, JR. I'm hesitating because I want to use the word hell, and people get mad when I use that. So hell's a place, right? We know that. So I don't want to use that word. I just want to ask this question. Can somebody explain to me why I have to travel down to Montgomery, Alabama to hold a rally for the church? Support. Where in Hades is the church in Montgomery, Alabama? Where are they? We'll say it again. Why do I have to go down there and hold a rally? Why does Janet Folger have to take all of her time and go down to Janet Porter, Elizabeth Johnson? I've flipped Ben. A lot of them are going down there. I'm with them. Where's the locals? Where's the pastors? It's the same guys who won't wear that shirt. It's the exact same guys. Exact same guys. We have yet to realize that being out in the street matters. Numbers matter. Why hasn't somebody called for a 10,000-person Stand with Judge Moore rally on Sunday? Why hasn't somebody down there in Montgomery, Alabama, organized that? And let the media come in and see the entire state house flooded with people in support of Judge Roy Moore. Why hasn't somebody done that? I don't know. Where are my frustrations coming from? Because I'm going to open it up to you. Why? Okay. Bear with me. So I stand with Judge Moore, but I'm up to here. I'm only up to here because once I go up above here, I can't talk anymore. So I'm up to here. I'm up to here with the play pastor. I'm just sick of it. I'm just absolutely sick of it. I'm sick of Facebook. I'm sick of dealing with these people who have no fight in them at all. I'm sick of dealing with the people who are so worldly, so spiritually minded that they're no earthly good. I'm sick and tired of them. I'm sick and tired of the people who are holier than thou and who are believing these accusations about Judge Moore. And as I wrote today, even if they're true, I don't care. It was 40 years ago, even if he's not committed a crime. He's not been accused of committing a crime. He's not been charged with anything. He's never been before a grand jury. He's never, nothing. Didn't get a fine, didn't get a ticket, nothing. Some lady said he did this to her 40 years ago, and I frankly don't care. I frankly don't care what he did, okay? I'm just telling you, I don't care. And until we buck up and understand that we cannot continue to advance the gospel of the kingdom in this country if we play by two sets of rules. If we make our people quit on accusations and the other side doesn't have to quit on accusations, if we don't understand that there is a spiritual world and a set of spiritual laws and that those spiritual laws are different than the laws of politics, if we don't understand that we have to take the truth of the gospel into the world, but not at the same time play by a different set of rules while in the world, then we're going to lose. Now, they said, well, Judge Moore is lying about, he's lying about what he did. He's sinning. He's not coming clean. First of all, it ain't none of your business what he did 40 years ago. None of your business. And if there's something wrong with it, if it was a crime, prosecute it. Produce the evidence and prosecute it. But for us to say, oh, we need this righteous man in here and, oh, he sinned. Oh, and he can't play politics in the political realm. That's exactly Saul Alinsky's plan, to make us as Christians play by a different set of rules. And if you can't see what a stinking headache he is going to be to the deep state. And if you can't see that being wise as a serpent about what he says in the political realm is great wisdom from the Lord, if you can't see that, it's no wonder we're losing. He steps into the political arena and he plays by a set of political rules. Both teams play by the same set of rules, but Christians want our guy to play by a different set. I'm not talking about personal holiness. Anybody watching this show right now, does anybody watching this show right now think Judge Roy Moore would be untrustworthy as elected official? Does anybody, somebody tell me that. I'll say, well, coach, 40 years ago, he dingled a dangle. Okay. Do you think right now, is he more reliable than Mitch McConnell or John McCain or Lindsey Graham or Rob Portman or John Kasich? Is he more reliable? Would you trust your life in the hands of Judge Roy Moore or John Kasich? What is wrong with you folks? See, we don't realize it's war. It's all about heavenly stuff. And it's all somebody help me. I'm going to blow a gasket. You guys think I'm wrong? Should Judge Roy Moore have to play by a different set of rules than Mitch McConnell or Hillary Clinton? Should the church force Judge Moore to play? Does anybody out there not think Judge Moore is a righteous man? What is wrong with us?
The problem, Dave, is there is no foundational understanding of what a Christian should be. And this is the beginning of the end. If we don't figure this out with Judge Moore, is what we're doing is we're looking at 2018 and 2020 to where the Democrats will destroy anything they can to keep who they want in office, and it's going to be hell to pay for all Christians. We've got to get a foundation down there that helps Christians, number one, understand their responsibility to Jesus Christ. Those who deny, this is simply denying Jesus before men. That's all it is. We're simply denying Jesus. And if we don't figure this out, how to stop this by some kind of foundational training, reasoning, education, or whatever, it's not going to be pretty come the future. We've got to understand and get this done and cut out the apathy, because
wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. So Judge Moore is accused publicly of something 40 years ago for which there is no evidence, and the Christians want him to confess publicly. That's two sets of rules. That's two sets of rules. If Judge Roy Moore sinned 40 years ago, boys and girls, let me tell you something. It ain't none of my business between him and the Lord and the person that he sinned against. Not for me. It's not for public debate, in my most humble opinion. But what do we see happen? Well, we see the one side is allowed to lie and steal and cheat and connive and conspire. But this other side, no. That's rules for radicals, Saul Alinsky. Make Judge Roy Moore play by a different set of rules, and we wonder why we lose.
And if we lose on the Judge Roy Moore issue, Matt said it just the way it is. Take it to the bank. Across this country, at every level, city, county, state, national, at every level, if you even hint that you're a Christian when you run for office, you are going to get the same treatment Judge Roy Moore got.
There it is, man. And not only that, Larry, who is undermining Judge Roy Moore? Is it the Democrats? I hear people blaming the Democrats. I want to laugh. Are you kidding me? If our guys would just stick on his side, it'd be over. They're blaming the Democrats. What? How can we be so deceived? How can we be so deceived? Oh, I'm going to get the emails now. So Coach, now you're supporting a pedophile. See, what have they done to your brain?
It's the message from the church. The message from the church for years has set this up. The message from the church, and it's got to change. It's got to change, or we're going to be suffering. There's no doubt about it.
Well, Coach, not the church. The church would never tell such lies. It is the satanic social clubs that have set that message up. Not the church. We've got to stop giving them credibility.
Hey, Coach, where's this go? Where's this go, Coach?
Well, here's what's going to happen. He's going to win, and he's going to win by a lot. And then we're going to see those snakes try to keep him from being seated. Who knows, brother? Amen. I'm telling you, we don't know.
This could go the way it went in Roman times. Before the gladiators, before society fell, there was morality. But for the absence of morality for that period of time, the masses became in charge of the government without any moral fortitude. So that's the slippery slope we're on. Pretty soon they're just throwing life in a pit to watch them die. I mean, that's where it's going, you know, in that's our modern era.
That's where it's going. Hey, boys, Jared, pull up. It says witnesses. This is to all my good, just to all my good Christian buddies out there, okay? It's to all my good Christian buddies that I get banged on every day. I don't know if you guys have been following my Facebook page. I'm on the attack. I'm aggressively supporting Judge Moore, okay? Aggressively supporting. Because I can't believe how stupid my brethren are, how much holier than thou my brothers are. And if they accuse me, you guys know this. You know I've been through this mess. You know I've been through this with the ACLU and public defamation. Do you know that I've walked this and I've lived this? And you know that all the accusations that they made about me were lies, and I had no way to be able to win in public opinion. I had no way to be able to do it. And I had to walk through that. I empathize with this guy, but not to this degree. I'm not in any way, shape, or form comparing me to him. None. But anybody can make a claim. But these same Christians Roger, my blood pressure. Hey, let's just go to the Bible. What's the Bible say? You Bible believers out there, you Bible thumpers, you holier-than-thou righteous Pharisees. Let's go down through here. Jared, let's go to, I got it up on the screen there, guys. I don't know if you can see it. Let's go down to Deuteronomy 19:15, Jared. Right there it says. Somebody help me here. A single witness shall not rise up against a man on account of any iniquity or any sin which he has committed. Only on the evidence of two or three witnesses a matter shall be confirmed. Hey, boys, that be the Bible. Deuteronomy 17:6. On the evidence of two witnesses or three witnesses, he who is to die shall be put to death. He shall not be put to death on the evidence of one witness. Say, but coach, there's four of them that have made the accusations. Yeah. Four different single witnesses about four different single occurrences. There is no multiple witnesses. Hey, boys, I've been through this. Matthew 18. You ready? New Testament. If your brother sins, go and show him his fault. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if he does not listen, you take one or two more with you, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every fact may be confirmed. 2 Corinthians 13:1. This is the third time I'm coming to you. Every fact is to be confirmed by the testimony of two or three witnesses. Numbers 35:30. If anyone kills a person, the murder shall be put to death at the evidence of witnesses. But no person shall be put to death on the testimony of one witness. Deuteronomy 17. If they're found in your midst, in any of your towns which the Lord your God has given you, a man or a woman who does what is evil in the sight of the Lord your God by transgressing his covenant, and has gone and served other gods and worshiped them, or the sun or the moon or any other of the heavenly host which I have not commanded, and it's told to you, and you have heard of it, then you shall inquire thoroughly. Behold, if it is true, and the certain thing that is detestable thing has been done in Israel, he goes on to say more than one witness. The hand of witnesses shall be first against him to put to death, and afterward the hand of all the people. Yada, 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 yada. Hey, guys. Christians shouldn't be condemning Judge Moore. They should be standing and saying, where's the beef? Where's the beef? In your own life, you can't make an accusation or walk into a courtroom without any evidence. Why are they able to do it in public? And if somebody makes a public accusation against me, can you please explain to me why I have to answer it publicly? You say, well, he's running for public office. He certainly has to have some statement to say. Yeah, he made that statement. It's a freaking lie. That was his statement.
Hey, Dave.
He said, she said. Yes.
But
yeah, Roger.
Doesn't the blood cover this indiscretion, if it is true? And if the blood does cover it, And in his own personal relationship, he has taken it to the cross. Is the punishment now on 40-year-old accusations that he is now unfit to run for office?
Well, Roger, it's the same double standard. Nobody would want to be judged on a 40-year-old accusation. In fact, aren't they saying about Bill Clinton, all that's in the past? All that's in the past.
Hey, Roger.
What did Hillary Clinton say? Wait a minute. Hillary said what? My brain went dead. I'm sorry.
Roger, the answer.
What does it matter?
Go ahead, Larry. What difference does it make now? Double standard, and we let him do it. Go ahead, Larry.
The answer to Roger's question is very simple. The speed limit only applies to everybody else, never the person sitting behind the wheel. The blood of Christ only applies to the person that they say it benefits me. They don't care about the rest of people.
Right. They don't, Larry, forgive others their trespasses as they are forgiven. Well, Christians
by Jesus' own words. Yeah, by Jesus' own words, if you do not forgive the trespasses of your brothers, God in heaven, Father in heaven, will not forgive you your trespasses. I didn't say that. The Bible did. Take it to the bank.
I know, Larry.
Here's a question, Coach. How is it as believers will believe the unbeliever, NN and the MSNBC, over our brother in the Lord, who is Roy Moore? In other words, we'll believe the non-believer,
right. But
we won't believe the believer.
Well, you know why that is?
Because
we're holier than everybody else. I'm righteous. He's not. I'm forgiven. He's not. What the hell is wrong with you, folks?
Yeah, what did
my question is, Coach, if I'm going to have you come to me, a death scored at an abortion clinic, I'm going to believe my brother found otherwise over the unbeliever.
Over Gloria
Allred? In other words,
Allred?
We're siding with
over
the unbeliever.
Gloria Allred? You're going to believe Gloria Allred?
Hey, Coach. That's crazy.
Hey, Coach. We've evolved. See, this is a slippery slope because now it's we believe if someone's been accused that they've been guilty. That's right. The exact stuff the Nazis did in Germany before they took power. And so it's no longer about if you're really guilty or not. The American mind has been conditioned. If an accusation is made, then the assumption of guilt is already made. And that's a slippery slope. I'd encourage all you guys, if you haven't done it, Coach's little piece he put out yesterday, I sent that to as many people as I could think of. We got to get the word out so that people really understand what the real battle is.
See if you can find that, Jared.
Because I
sent a video from yesterday. Go ahead, Jared. I'm sorry.
Coach, we're not keeping our eye on the ball. We're not doing it.
No, we're being distracted. We're believing Gloria Allred. And we're believing Mitch McConnell. We're believing John McCain. And we're believing...
The Salem witch hunt. That's what it is.
Yes, sir. Here's a little bit. Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking about the discussion and what would Jesus do if he were here? How would he intervene? It brings to mind when the Pharisees tempted him and brought him that lady that was committing adultery. He kneeled down in front of her and drew on the ground until everyone left after they were convicted by his words. Let the first man who don't sin cast the first stone. You know, he sits there and draws in the ground in front of the woman. He puts himself between her and them. That's what Jesus did in John 8. And it's just so what we need to do. Go ahead.
He said this. Jesus said this. He drew it in the sand, and then when they all went away, he turned to her, and he said, "Woman, where are your accusers?" In other words, where are the witnesses? I've heard what you've been charged with, honey. Where are the witnesses? And she looked around, and she said, "Well, then there are none." And then he said, "Okay, then I don't condemn you. Why? Because legally, there are no witnesses.
Amen.
I don't condemn you.
Amen.
I don't condemn you, but go and sin no more. Now, there's no witnesses against Judge Roy Moore. Do we have any evidence that he continued doing this type of behavior? Of course not. I want to be like Jesus. There you go,
hey,
boy.
Coach.
Be like Jesus. Yes, Dale.
Listen, Mother, because I believe it applies. It's my spiritual opinion. When Jesus stooped down and he wrote in the sand, remember, she was caught in the act of adultery. In other words, she was having sex with men outside of a marriage. And he's writing in the sand. I always take it. He's probably writing their names down. The
yeah.
Pharisees who were having the acts of sins with her. Just like these people, these witch hunts, these McConnells and McCains, they're guilty of the very same thing.
So let's ask them. We need to. I'm going to send a last call reporter out to Washington, D.C. I'm going to ask Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and John McCain, if we went back 40 years in your past, what would we find? Would you let us go back 40 years in your past? We need to start taking offense.
We need to be on the offensive. Listen, guys, here's the real nub of it, okay? What he did 40 years ago, please hear me, ain't none of my business. I'm not a party to this thing. It is none of my business. And do you realize that all we are doing is engaging in gossip when we further repeat what some unconfirmed witness said? We're engaging in gossip. Judge Moore said,
yeah,
I didn't do it. That's it, in my mind.
Coach,
let's
look at this for a second. All these people are saying it was so horrible and so heinous what he did 40 years ago. He's a pedophile. Are the same people will tell you that once a pedophile, always a pedophile? Where is the evidence that he continued this behavior for the last 40 years?
So, Larry, let me piggyback on top of that, because I've made a lot of people mad when I came out for Donald Trump early in the election process. And people said, how can you vote for a guy, serial adulterer? They threw all those names out there. And I said, let me ask you a better question. How can you vote for a woman who you know committed crimes while in public office? She did it while she was in public office. So let's look at Judge Roy Moore. Is he being accused of misdeeds while in public office, anywhere? Does his exemplary 30-year career as a public servant not matter at all? We have to go back, and he has to go back and be burdened down and answer for charges that, first of all, aren't any of your business or my business. And they continue to throw it up and throw it up and throw it up to the point where I get Facebook messages and emails. Well, what if it's true? What if it's true between him and the accuser? There's no crime. Nobody has alleged a crime. There's no evidence of a crime, no indictment. Nobody charged anything. What is wrong with the way that we think? Is anybody back there? Jared, play the video real quick. Here's my minute, 30 seconds on it.
Folks, Coach Dave here. Just been putting off making this video as long as I could. I don't know why I just did. Listen, I'm going to be very, very honest here, okay? This is going out to my Christian friends, okay? I don't care what Judge Moore did 40 years ago, okay? As far as I know, he didn't commit any crime. What he did at age 32 doesn't really have a whole lot to do with a life led of exemplary Christian behavior, Christian leadership. Let me call time out here a second. I don't know about you. Do you have any idea what I was like 40 years ago? Do you have any idea some of the dastardly things that I did 40 years ago? Do you know that I'm an unconvicted felon? What does that mean? I did a lot of things I got away with 40 years ago. But I got born again back in 1987, and it radically transformed me. It did for me what a phone booth did for Clark Kent. We believe in grace. Christians believe in grace. We believe it's under the blood. And folks, we look at what Judge Roy Moore did 40 years ago, and Christians are the ones today throwing the greatest stones at him. He committed no crime. He was charged with nothing. And he's lived an exemplary Christian life for at least 30 years. What would you do if they went back into your life and dug up stuff 30 years ago? Don't we understand grace? Don't we understand redemption? Don't you as a Christian owe Judge Roy Moore the same grace and forgiveness that Christ afforded you? My goodness, what an opportunity for Christians to wake up and explain to the world what grace, redemption, and the death of Jesus Christ is all about. I don't care what Judge Moore did 40 years ago. I believe he's a born-again, forgiven, godly man, and I stand with Judge Roy Moore today. Stand up and be counted. I'm a supporter of Judge Roy Moore.
You would not believe the negative emails I got over that right there. What do you think they said? Oh, Coach, are you approving of molesting children? Coach, how can you be double standard? We didn't say that about Bill Clinton. Go on and freaking on and on and on. Holier than thou Pharisee. Yeah, George.
Coach, let me just tell people, and I think everyone in the queue knows this, but to those that really aren't thinking that deeply about this, first of all, that's a great video, and I encourage everyone to get that out to everyone you know. But if this is allowed, if Judge Roy Moore doesn't win this and he gets vilified and the global elite get away with this, we may never again in our nation get a decent person elected into public office. This could set a precedent that literally would make it impossible for a decent person to ever get elected.
Wait a minute. When do we start electing decent people to Congress?
But JR, in your lifetime, has there been a more decent one than this one? And look what our own side is doing to him.
Absolutely not. Again, we need to start taking offense. We need to do some comparison. Get 100 congressmen together, 100 senators together, put them in a room and say, okay, guys, if we go back 40 years, they wouldn't let us. They would not let us.
No, see, it's great. It's just greater evidence of really what's going on in the deep state. Really, what it is. And Judge Moore has violently rejected federal government tyranny. He's violently rejected, not with guns, but with every ounce of his being. He has stood for the glorification of God above the glorification of government. And Christian men are trying to prevent him from holding office. Are you guys hearing me? Christian men, it's the Christian men that are coming out against Judge Roy Moore. It's the Christian men. It's not the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's not the God hater. It's the Christian men, the holier than thou, forgiven Christian men that refuse to extend the same grace and mercy to Judge Moore. Does somebody see it differently than that?
Are they really Christian? Or are they just Christian in today's reckoning instead of the biblical reckoning?
Well, I know this, brother. They ain't walked the walk that I've walked in Judge Moore's walk. I'm telling you that. They ain't never walked the persecution walk. Because if they've walked the persecution walk, they would never take the side of Judge Moore's enemies if they had walked the persecution walk. But you know what it is? They haven't.
They're walking the satanic social club walk, and I'm sticking to my story.
They have not walked the public persecution walk. They haven't walked it. If they had, they would never, ever side with Judge Moore's enemies, ever. Somebody's trying to get in.
Coach, one more thing. If Judge Roy Moore, think about this, guys and gals, if Judge Roy Moore gets into the Senate, he's going to be privy to things that are very sensitive and confidential. Do you think he's somewhat of a threat to the globalist agenda? I mean, let's look at the real reason why this is happening. See, they're getting us to take our eye off the ball. The real reason is they're fearful. If Judge Roy Moore gets in there, because he's not going to be compromised and he starts exposing this stuff, they're trying to cover their hind ends ahead of time, in my opinion.
That's because, George, I think there's greater stuff going on underneath the scenes than we even understand. And they know. They know this is a non-compromise. Folks, they will not be able to co-opt Judge Moore. They're not going to be able to buy him off, to sex him off, to whatever. They're not going to be able to do it. And he will be in the middle of the club, and they know from past experience that he's going to stand up in the middle of the club and say, I ain't putting up with this crap. No, I ain't putting up. They know that. They know that, right? So, Christians aren't even smart enough to analyze what's going on in the world. Now, somewhere in this Bible it says that the children of the world are wiser in their day. Does anybody know where that would be? Somebody want to Google that for me real quick? Where Jesus himself said the children of the world in their own day are wiser than the children of... Jared will find it here. Here it is. No, that's not it. No, Jared's looking, I'm looking. No. The children of the light, city of New York.
The parable of the unjust steward.
There it is. George Bush preached it. That's the last thing I want to hear. What's it say? Jared's going to find it for us. There's a certain man, and the Lord commanded it. And
Luke
16, verse 7 and 8. Then said he to another, and how much do you owe? And he said, I owe 100 measures of wheat. And he said to them, okay, take your bill and write down 80. And the Lord commended this unjust steward. The Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wise for the children.
That's the unjust steward. That's the unjust steward's earthly Lord. That's not the Jesus commending him.
I understand that. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of the light. Boys and girls, we are operating in a dark world with a different set of rules. And Judge Roy Moore...
Another way of saying that is Jesus told his disciples, he said, the sinners do a better job at sinning than you do at being who you are.
And so Judge Moore is trying to bring his biblical worldview into a world of darkness. And we're trying to keep him out. He's trying to infiltrate. Judge Roy Moore is trying to infiltrate a world of darkness. And we are shining the light on him, saying, oh, can't let him in either, because look what he's done. I don't know. It's great frustration. I don't know if I've ever had anything frustrate me more. Not that the accusations have come, but that supposedly Christian people are so screwed up.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
What did you just say about the darkness? The all them senators, the media, all of it's all darkness. That's what I was telling you the other day. I got some extra copies of Pastor Bill's message where he hammered this thing that the Christians are afraid of the darkness. They're afraid of the boogeyman. They like to keep the little nightlight on and live in safety. They are afraid of the darkness.
And Judge Moore is invading the darkness. I'll never forget. We were out coon hunting one night, long time ago. That was my brother's. I wasn't very old. I might have been 10. You guys ever go coon hunting? I don't know if you know what that's like. You got to do it in the dark, man.
I
had a flashlight. And we were walking down this path in the woods. And my brothers, they were good hunters, and they were listening and all that stuff. And one of them said, "What's that? What's that?" And what do you suppose Baby Dave did? I turned on the flashlight. They about beat me to a pulp. Right then and right there. Why? Because as we were infiltrating the enemy territory, I turned a light on us and exposed. And so the left is shining the light on Judge Roy Moore for the whole dark side to see. Watch this guy. Watch this guy. What does our side do? We bring a bigger light. So, yep, Yep. He's not really one of us either. He's not really one of us. He dingled a dangle 40 years ago. I just, pastors are saying this stuff. The same pastors who won't protect the flock with the Glock. The same guys over and over and over. Any wonder we get our butts beat? Somebody jump in here. I got some more stuff, but we're winding down. I got 15 minutes.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31 and 32.
1 Corinthians 11, 31 and 32.
Paul writes, "For if we judge ourselves, we shall not be judged. For when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we shall not be condemned with the world." Christians better watch out on this one.
No, that's what I keep saying, Dale. That's exactly my point. Now, guys, listen to me. Judge Roy Moore was charged with no crime. He hasn't been charged with a crime. No matter what the accusation somebody makes of 40 years ago, Judge Roy Moore has been charged with no crime. Don't you understand that 40 years ago, it's irrelevant. It's between him and the Lord. It's under the blood. The only person he has to answer to is if he did it to this girl, make it right with this girl. But if we think that he has to make a public confession to all of us, what's the Bible say if you have an aught with your brother? This girl who made the first accusation, if she has an aught with her brother, what is she supposed to do? Is she supposed to go to the Washington Post? Or is she supposed to go to her brother? Has she gone to her brother and confronted Roy Moore one-on-one in private so that he could reconcile privately? I don't believe so. She shows no evidence of that. None of them show any evidence of that. And Christians we're not even smart enough to say, hey, that's wrong. Sorry, Washington, that's not the way to handle this. This shouldn't be handled in the Washington Post.
Hey, Dave, the pastors out there that are using this as evil, what else do they have to use if they don't understand spiritual evil? This stuff comes out on the news. They have no other meat. They have no other rhetoric to put in front of their congregations as evil. I mean, what do pastors consider evil to go to their flock and say?
I don't know, Mark. Listen. Think about this. From our standpoint, okay? If the God-hating left wants Judge Roy Moore out of there so bad, wouldn't you think the God-loving right would say, I don't think I'm going to let that happen. Wouldn't you think that would be our natural response? But it's not. It's part of that great delusion.
It has to do with, vigilance.
Yep.
Understanding the enemy wiles. And if you're not teaching Revelations, how are you supposed to know the enemy's plan? How are you supposed to know?
Mark? If your theological belief is it's just all going to get worse, do you want a guy in there who's going to make it better? Boy, that would go against your theology, wouldn't it?
I think he's going to expose the biggest pedophile ring in Washington, D.C. is the reason why both sides don't want him there.
I think so, too.
That's a great point. The minute that the Clintons were busy trying to compromise the election, they accused Trump of doing it. So how many of these guys in the Illuminati are pedophiles? So they're going to shine a spotlight on a pedophile on the right, Judge Moore, because they know it's getting ready to happen, I think. You know?
Right. I think so. No, I think so, too. And as part of it's a diversion, certainly. Part of it's a diversion. But, guys, listen, they're trying to help people to see. Help people to see.
Hey, Coach.
This is George, hang on a second. This is the most righteous candidate for office, proven fighter in my lifetime. He is everything. If the Christian right was going to come up with a candidate, it would be Judge Roy Moore. and we can't wait to abandon ship on him. We can't wait to do it. He is the paragon from a political standpoint, the paragon of virtue. And he's not being dragged down. You notice that they're not saying he's not fit for office because of the Ten Commandments in his office or the gay marriage. He's not talking about that. They're not talking about that. They're talking about 40-year-old accusations, and the holier-than-thou Christians are buying it. Now, sorry, George, go ahead.
Coach, this is so cleverly crafted. I think Mark Trump just said it, and I couldn't agree more. I love studying the enemy and what the enemy's doing, because I think if you're going to win a war, you've got to know where your enemy is. But think about this. If Judge Roy Moore 30 years ago, 40 years ago, had sex with multiple overaged women, of age women, this probably wouldn't be much of an issue. But see, they're so crafty. They had to go back to a 14-year-old, because even today that's not acceptable. And I think a lot of people, they're buying it hook, line, and sinker, and they're taking it like this guy did it. It's just crazy. Christians ought to be ashamed of themselves if they're not checking this out further and digging deep into this.
If they're not deep, the Christians are not deep. In some areas, they're not deep. They don't understand the spiritual war. They don't understand what's going on around us. They live in a holy, personal holiness bubble.
So let me ask this, guys. If you all heard your neighbor had a problem with children and sexual abuse, for some reason, the burden of proof, this goes right to what he's saying, and I agree, the burden of proof whenever children are entered into the picture, we as humans, we lower the burden of proof. It's a lot easier for us to accuse someone if it's a child involved, because they can't speak for themselves, right? So back to the craftiness of the story. Who's going to speak out? It takes somebody who really understands witness, like Dave's been talking about.
That's right. See, because we all... Look, you either believe a guy or you don't believe a guy. You either see his integrity or you don't see his integrity. Hey, fellas, please hear me this. I've been through this. And you know what killed me? Twice, three times it's happened. The silence of my supporters killed me. Oh, they sent me cards. They made phone calls before email. We're with you, coach. Praying for you, coach. Really. And you know why? Because they didn't have the courage of their own convictions. I ran into a guy at the post office the other day, 2 days ago, complaining, halfway apologizing because I didn't get the football coaching job 5 or 6 years ago here when all the homos came in and prevented me from getting it. And he was sort of halfway apologizing about, you know, that it happened. Yeah. And I didn't give him much grace. I said, you know what? I'm not football coach today because folks like you kept your damn mouth shut. And I walked away from it. That's the truth. So you're either with a guy or you're not with a guy. You know, if they prove tomorrow that Judge Roy Moore did this, I'm still with Judge Roy Moore. You guys don't understand it. I'm still with him. If they prove that he did this to 5 teenage girls, I'm still with him. Because I'm with him today. I understand redemption. The world doesn't understand redemption. And they go out and they find, well, they have done the trifecta, haven't they? Underage girl. Then this next lady comes along and says that she was nearly raped. And now we get another one that's come along and says he grabbed her by the butt. They've covered all the bases. All they need now is a black one. They just need a black woman to come along. And they will basically have covered the field. You know what Judge Moore needs to do? He needs to come out as a pedophile. Then they'll embrace him. Cover for him. Give him redemption. That's a joke. That's Right Wing Watch will put that up. That's a joke. It's been a good pressure valve for me, boys. I've been about ready to explode. My wife told me yesterday, I've never seen you so uptight. And I have been just an uptight what? Uptight. It's like when I'm coaching a football game and our guys keep jumping off sides and getting penalties. You guys ever watch a football game and your team gets a good play, and then somebody grabs a face mask, they come back. You say, "Are you kidding me?" I've felt like this for about 7 days now. Are you kidding me? We're committing our own. It's our own penalties. We're throwing the flag on ourselves. We were holding. Call that one back, please. We were holding. You wouldn't do that. Listen, if you're playing a football game and you know it's against the rules to hold, you're Christian now. And you guys, our team scores a great big touchdown because you held. You have a duty to report it to the referee. I violated the law. I violated the rule. We'd laugh at that guy off the stage. And we see guys in football games all the time. They're complaining, "I'm getting held, I'm getting held, I'm getting held." And the referee looks at it and says, "No, you ain't." And so Judge Moore's accusers are yelling, "I'm getting held, I'm getting held." And we want to see the replay. Give us the replay. We got to see if he won. Maybe that's a bad analogy. And no wonder we lose. 4 minutes. Somebody help me here. I got more stuff to bring, but I ain't going to bring it now.
Hey, Dave.
Yep.
Judge Roy Moore is going to stand the test. This is not about exposing Judge Roy Moore. It is exposing the religious community. It tickles me to death. It's going to, because there will be accountability. There will be. It may not be by the Democrat or Republican Party. It will be by God. There will be accountability.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Again, they're doing this. The Lord's allowing this to happen to Judge Moore because he can trust Judge Moore. It's about the rest of us. Yes. Yeah, Mark.
Keep it up. You're on the right track. I'm telling you, if everyone around our communities were as fired up like this, word would spread. We just need to learn how to get as fired up as you and hit somebody. Gotta hit somebody.
We have to move beyond fear, guys. We have to move beyond fear. That's people say, "Well, golly, what if I support him and he did it?" Well, hell, support him. Support him. You either support him or you don't. You either know his integrity or not. You mean if all of a sudden you guys out there that are on this, well, I'm probably true. If somebody makes an accusation to me about me tomorrow that I've been selling drugs or whatever, are you guys gonna quit watching the show based on that accusation that somebody made? Or better yet, that I used drugs 40 years ago? You gonna turn me out? Oh well, gee, I didn't seem like Coach to me. Well, no, it didn't, because I'm born again. I'm a new creature in Christ. That old man passed away. That isn't me anymore. Yeah, I did that. I vaguely remember that guy did that stuff, but he died. I left him at the cross. I'm a new man. I'm a new creature. And everybody wants to be saved. Grace, 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 mercy, mercy, mercy. And then Judge Moore stands up and said, "I didn't do it." They said, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know."
Hey, Coach, you just made the best point of the show. All these big grace preachers, which there's many of them out there, that they ought to be the ones come to Judge Roy's rescue. That's all they preach. Everything's grace.
Everything's the blood.
That's funny. Yeah. Good point.
Yep. So don't.
I think a lot of them pew sitting Christians got bigger. I think a lot of them Christians got a bigger problem to face, and that is they need to examine their pastor's background and their pastor's computers what is their pastor doing? Oh, Lord, help us.
Yeah, yeah. God help us is right, Dale. God help all of us.
And this is a question for Dale. That guy that's got that big complex near you there, that pastor, you think you could call him and Joel Osteen and see from pastor to pastor you could convince them to go down there?
I'm not allowed on that pastor's property. You should know that, Kevin.
He's got an injunction on you, right?
You know, God asked somebody to go down and check out the pastors one time. The fellow's name was Ezekiel. And he went down there and he came back to God and says, "God, man, it's a mess down there. You want me to set these guys straight? You want me to kill them or what?" And God told Ezekiel, says, "Nah, you just let them keep doing their thing. And you let the people that want to be ministered to by them keep doing their thing." He says, "I want you to go find those few sons of Zadok and come out and do it right."
Amen. Guys, we've got to run. I'll be coming to you tomorrow from Texas. I'll just finish with this thought. Is a Christian football player who does not report himself for holding or grabbing a face mask, is he being dishonest? God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.